Between the Bars from the great Elliott Smith on 90.3 KNBA. New music from Typhoon in there and Rorschach. I like that. We had Mudcrutch with Lover of the Bayou, Hostage O from Warren Zevon and the Life Will Kill You album, and the new Elmore James tribute to Diss with been done a lot of times before, but Rodney Crowell does a pretty admirable job on Elmore James' Shake Your Money Maker. Strange Angels is the new tribute to Elmore James' album that's just going to be released a little bit later on this month. 25 minutes past 8 o'clock, you are tuned to the Morning Line program. I'm Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chithluka. We know that folks in our community love to hear about community events and opportunities, so we've got this segment called Our Community, which you're listening to right now, that features interesting things happening in our community. If you've got something for our calendars, send us an email. feedback@knba.org is a place to do that, and we can kind of get you right on the air. Got a couple things to mention before we get to our guests from the Alaska Native Administration, or rather, American... Well, the Alaska Region Training and Technical Assistance Center. Richard Perry is here, so we'll get to that in just a second. But first, got a quick announcement about a couple things happening this morning at the museum. There's this thing called Blink Creative Play for Kids at the Anchorage Museum starting at 10:30, and it's got storytelling with art and science. And so there's also a Discovery Labs thing happening at 4 o'clock at the Anchorage Museum Science Labs and Discovery Center. So that's something with a hands-on exploration station. More information about those events are at theanchoragemuseum.org. I also see that Matt Hopper is coming back to town to play a concert at the Sitz Mark January 5th and 6th at 10 p.m. at the right down the road at the Sitz Mark Bar and Grill in Girdwood.
Okay, thank you very much, Frank. And the Alaska Region Training and Technical Assistance Center has been featured here on the program previously. Richard Perry is Outreach and Technology Specialist for the Alaska TTA Center. Man, that is a mouthful. You must have some awfully big business cards. Thanks for joining us this morning here. Also joining us is Anthony Caoli, Regional Director. And we're going to be talking about some very interesting opportunities. But first, I guess I would say, Richard, for folks who aren't familiar with the Alaska Training and Technical Assistance Center, talk a little bit about what the organization is all about.
Sure. Well, the Alaska Region Training and Technical Assistance Center, as you said, is a mouthful. We're a resource of the Administration for Native Americans. We are one of five regional providers, and we serve all of Alaska. Of course, the others serve the other parts of the United States and Hawaii and Pacific Islands. We serve Native organizations and tribal governments in the Alaska region with the development of their community-based projects. The center provides actually its free training and technical assistance in support of ANA's goals of self-sufficiency and cultural preservation of American Indians, Alaska Native, Hawaiians, and other and Pacific Islanders.
What sorts of trainings involve, and to what ends? I mean, what are some of the goals we can talk about?
Well, the goals in general are, as an example, some of the program areas are social and economic development strategies, or SEDS for Native Americans, and we have Native language programs. And maybe we can also bring in Anthony here, since he's just walked in the door a little bit ago.
Okay. Thanks for joining us this morning, Anthony. Talk a little bit about some of the programs and the trainings available for them, and why it's important to include a training component.
Well, that's one of the unique things about ANA is under the Native American Programs Act, it actually stipulates that ANA provides technical assistance and training to Native organizations. One aspect of that is they've actually created these technical assistance centers, and we're the Alaska region. So we're contracted by ANA to help organizations in Alaska, Native organizations, develop their applications, develop their community-based projects. And then once they're funded, we also provide technical assistance with the administration of their grants and projects.
Okay, so I'm going to understand the hierarchical structure here. The Administration for Native Americans, ANA, they actually present some of the funding opportunities,
yes.
But you folks act as an advocate for folks who are going to want to apply for some of that funding.
Absolutely.
Have I got that right?
Yep.
Okay. So if I'm in the Native community and I've got an idea where I'm looking to begin some sort of a cross-cultural program, and I have no clue on how to navigate the bureaucracy, what do you do? What am I going to learn? How are you going to help me?
Well, one thing that's really nice about the technical assistance centers is we kind of specialize in project development. So if you've got an idea for a project, don't know where to start, you can call us and we can brainstorm with you. And then we've developed a special training called Project Development and Planning Training. It's a 3-day workshop that's free. We're doing one of those in Dillingham, January 23 through 25, which Bristol Bay Area Health Corporation is bringing some folks in for that, sponsoring some travel for that for regional tribes. But that training, that PPD training we call it, is the purpose is to help you or your organization develop the ideas and a framework for your project so that you could then go to ANA or other state, federal, or foundation funders to fund your project. So
if you're going to get your foot in the door of ANA, at least you're not going to go in there cold. And that's, and I guess that's why, you know, it's referred to as a pre-application development training. So you've really kind of got your act together to present oneself in a professional, responsible manner.
Right. Yeah. The first training I was talking about, the PPD training, it's project planning and development. It's kind of a foundational course. That's general for general project planning. But we're expecting the funding opportunity announcements to be released by ANA, hopefully in the next few days. The forecast calls for it to be released early January. So once the funding opportunity announcements are released, it's game on. It's going to be an intense, possibly 60-day application period.
Is it highly competitive?
Well, it is a competitive funding source, but we do have the Alaska SEDS program, which is very unique in that there is a small set-aside for Alaska projects, and that's one of the things that we've been promoting as well, primarily for village-based projects that have sort of a capacity-building component to it. So there is a set-aside for Alaska, and that's definitely one way that an entry point for smaller organizations to get into ANA funding. But the ANA programs, as Richard mentioned earlier, they cover a wide gamut. You know, we've got the Alaska SEDS, which is the Social and Economic Community Development. We've got the language programs, and we've got the Environmental Regulatory Enhancement Program.
ILEAD.
And then we've got the ILEAD program. So there's several different programs. A lot of them are focused on youth, language, community, and cultural preservation and enhancement. So,
and are the trainings geared toward both organizations and individuals?
No, it's primarily the eligible applicants are Native organizations or tribes. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty broad eligibility, but it's either nonprofit Native organizations or federally recognized tribes here in Alaska. So individuals themselves aren't eligible, but of course they can be part of projects and typically are. So,
okay, superb. How about there are several training opportunities coming up all around the state, right?
That's right. So we have coming up most immediately in January 15th and 16th is in Fairbanks, and this is again the pre-application training. And this is one of the ones that Fairbanks is in a smaller region or a smaller area. So, and we really want to be a big advocate for those smaller village communities and village tribal governments and getting the word out. You know, we want to make sure that we're doing that and trying to give people enough time to get to the trainings and develop their programs. So on January 15th and 16th, we'll be in Fairbanks. And this is for pre-application training and development.
Okay, one thing that you mentioned before we went on the air, Richard, and I'll throw this out to either you or Anthony, but lots of changes afoot in the whole training and application process from the way it's been in the past? Who wants to talk about that?
No, I'll go for that. So, yeah, this applies not only to ANA, but in general, the federal government has really moved towards more electronic means of application, and not only application, but even our technical assistance. A lot of it is done through remote technology. But, yeah, we're definitely going to be seeing some major changes this year, and so we're encouraging people to get into these pre-op trainings to get up to speed on not only the changes in the technology that are going to be required with the new grants.gov workspace that folks are going to have to apply through, but there's also some changes in the actual FOAs that we're going to be focusing on in the trainings.
When you say FOA, you're referring to?
The funding opportunities. Yeah.
Okay, so this is all happening, getting underway January 15th and 16th in Fairbanks with a bunch of training.
It's free. It's a two-day free workshop.
Okay, yeah. It's a freebie. That's the most important part. With so much information to get out, a lot more than we can do it here in just a few minutes, where can people who are interested, because this is a really multifaceted program, where can people go for more information?
Well, I think our Facebook page is really a good access point for a lot of the things we have going on. If you look on your Facebook page for Alaska Region T/TA Center, you can find what we have posted, and we have all of our trainings available, and we also post periodic news that's going on in our villages and our communities. So this is a really good place to keep up to date, and we also have our webpage, which is ANAAlaska.org.
And what if I'm one of those rare people who actually insists on speaking with a warm body? Is there a number I can call?
Yeah. We have a number, and that is 1-800-948-3158.
Okay, tremendous. And Richard, anything else to add?
We really want to make sure that people are going to take advantage of these trainings and prepare for these upcoming, FOA changes in the grants. So, if you're interested or you know of other people who are interested in, help us get the word out.
Okay, tremendous opportunity. Anthony, last word.
Oh, I just want to clarify one thing on the regional providers. There's four regional technical assistance centers, and then ANA has recently created a national language technical assistance center to focus specifically on language issues. So definitely, like Richard said earlier, we provide assistance equally to all organizations, but we do have a goal of improving access throughout the state. So that's why we're offering trainings in locations like Ketchikan, Dillingham, Fairbanks. Of course, we always have something here in Anchorage. And then we've got our pre-op training in Bethel, February 1 and 2. So if you want to see the dates for the trainings, go to the website anaalaska.org. And a lot of these, the more regional hubs, we have small class sizes. We have a minimum cutoff, and we want to make sure we hold these workshops open. So I encourage everybody to apply or to register as soon as possible so we can keep all these classes open. It's a two-day, hands-on, how to put together an ANA application workshop. And we look forward to seeing everybody in the classes.
And if this training and funding opportunities is of any interest at all to you, certainly take advantage of it. And at free, the price is certainly right, too. Anthony Caoli and Richard Perry, thanks so much for joining us today on Morning Line.